Rashi, is that a can of Coke you got there?
Yes, it is, and it is cool and refreshing.
Ooh, it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just had a big old salty piece of pizza.
Oh, you must be parched.
I am so dry.
Yeah, it's too bad I'm not feeling generous and communistic with my soda.
Could I have a little sip of it?
No. It is Coca-Cola, not communist cola.
Oh, you're pronouncing it the Texas way, Coca-Cola.
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, okay. Well,
they call everything down there Coke. They even call Sprite Coke.
Yeah, how about that? That's really
stupid
weird.
Stupid Texans.
Yeah, let me have a little taste of that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, just
yeah,
a little.
I don't
no,
think
just
so.
A little bit.
But you can smell it. I'm going to wave it over by you.
Well, let's just start the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Whatever.
Can I have a sip?
No.
I really need a sip.
Nope. No, Michelle Christine. That is not going to work out for you. Okay, you know what? We're leaving all this shit in here. Usually we edit this crap out before we start the podcast, but I want you people to know what he does
Jedi
to me.
Jedi mind trick.
And why he is probably going to be a chalk outline by 11:30 tonight.
Jedi mind trick.
This man is sitting here with his hand out toward my can of soda. Rashi and I both got a can of Coke. We got up and went and got it ourselves.
I'm doing it like Luke reaching here for the lightsaber in the Wampa cave, upside down.
He's just got
down.
His hand out. Oh, it's upside down. And because it's authentic, I'm supposed to put my Coca-Cola in his hand.
Come on, Wampa.
Guess what
give
ain't
me that
happening.
Coke.
Nope. Because you know why?
Why?
I am resistant to it. My sister does that. My sister will sit on a couch and has the patience of a saint. And the remote control will be in front of her and she will not want to move. Put your hand down. And she will just reach her hand out until my mother used to walk through the room and go, oh, damn it, here. And put the remote in her hand and she'd look at me and go, hey, Jedi Force trick works
Jedi.
Every time. Every time. And he's doing it now.
Emily calls it the magic boyfriend powers, or now fiance
powers.
There you
powers. Go. Oh, now fiance powers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on. I can make lightning come out, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ball lightning.
I would like to see that. That you will get a Coke for.
I don't see why I should tap into the dark side just for a Coke.
I don't see why you shouldn't just get up and get yourself one.
Well, that requires some effort.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. An effort I exerted. And you know what my reward was? This Coke.
Yes.
Which you cannot have.
That nice frosty Coca-Cola.
Looks delicious, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks great.
And it is.
Okay.
Listen. so good. You know Frank Welker can make that noise without a can of Coke. I've seen the bastard do it. He picked up a glass of ice and jingled it. Then he cracked open a bottle, tink, tink, the bottle on the microphone, opened the can of Coke, poured the Coke into the glass and drank it and didn't have anything in his hand.
Wow.
And if you closed your eyes, you would think he actually was doing it. I mean, it was ridiculous.
The
it's
man
like,
is
how
a
many
vocal
Diet Pepsi
magician.
Commercials did you watch?
Yeah.
How many Diet Pepsi commercials does he probably do the sound
the
effects
Foley for? Yeah.
He probably could. So,
yep.
Well, hi. Welcome back to another one.
Yes. This is the episode in which Paul is parched.
Yeah.
And we'll see if I cave. Spoiler, I won't. And next week, we're very excited. Because next week is Feliz Cumple Ezra.
No, it already was Feliz.
Okay.
Okay.
It was Ezra's birthday last week, and we totally friggin' missed it.
Oh, so, I thought you meant this week.
Oh, wait. Next week is the Iron Man premiere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Feliz Cumple Ezra is going to have to be postponed. And you know what? My birthday is Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we're April birthdays. But we're not going to do mine. We're going to
do
yours.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to do like a big event. One. Like, do we have a Cinco de Mayo podcast? Is it May 5th?
We should.
Might as well.
Is it a Tuesday?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, I mean a Sunday?
Because
that's when we do this.
No, May 4th is Sunday. It's a Monday.
Monday.
Okay, so we're going to have a Cinco de Septo. Sexo. Cinco de Sexo.
Wow.
Excuse me.
No, Cuatro de Mayo.
No, we don't record on Mondays.
Cuatro, cinco. Oh,
yeah, we're going to be on 6.
No, wait a minute. No, you won't be here.
May 6th, I'll be here.
May 6th. Oh.
We're going to skip next week or do a jukebox or something.
We can do a birthday jukebox because we've got so many birthdays. How about that? Birthday jukebox.
You know what my request is for my birthday song?
Yes.
Screaming Little Girls with Santa.
Nice.
And here comes Santa Claus with screaming little girls, which I can't imagine you have a recording of anywhere.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine that.
And I will.
So, and you know what else? I think Ezra should do the birthday jukebox.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay. The interstitials and everything, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pressure's on, my friend.
Yeah, sure is. Wow.
Pressure's on.
Oh man.
You got to pick the music.
Uh huh.
You got to do the interstitials, you and Emily.
Okay.
Oh damn!
I'm sorry, you weren't even on when he said that.
I will give my approval to that on one condition.
Which is no.
Oh,
coke.
He reached out his hand.
Nope.
Please.
I guess I won't get a birthday show.
Please.
No. Nope. No. It's
stress is off.
Yep.
Hobart.
It's Philippe Couplion. No.
Hobart, get me that coke.
Hobart's not going to get you anything.
Hobart,
sit. Coke. Oh, look, he's sitting so nice. Good boy.
Hobart, go to the kitchen and get me a Coke. Hobart. There he goes. He's out to the kitchen. He went up out.
No, he got himself a Coke and he's sitting in the lawn chair. He wants you to know how rewarding it is to do your own damn bidding.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. Keep our listeners.
No, I think we should just let them sit here in silence while you run off to get your Coke.
All right.
We'll keep the cassette warm.
Will you play the Jeopardy music, please? Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
To get myself a Coke.
And we're going to wait here with the Jeopardy theme song playing underneath it.
Called Think Music.
Da, da, da.
Notice I took my Coke off the side of the couch and put it in my lap.
Yeah, before you could grab it.
This is a lesson. It's a lesson here for us all.
A lesson taught by
music. What? It's not the thinking music that's the lesson. It's the get off your ass and go get it.
Oh, yes, that's
it.
Right.
Drink the last Coke!
Oh, can you play a muted trumpet sound effect? Actually, I'll just make one. Wah, wah. I know there's more in there. There's like 25 in there. And I think there was actually one in the fridge. So that SOB's going to get a cold one, and I did not get a cold one. Is he coming back with a Coke?
Took the last Coke.
What'd he get?
I don't know. He got soda. He's out in the
gas or whatever.
There's two whole boxes of Coke by the back door.
He ran out with both of them.
All right.
He forced at least four in his scroadal pouch.
Come here. You know what? How did you sneak in a scroadal pouch? How did you do that?
Wow, I missed that. Oh, my
Disgusting.
Goodness.
Disgusting.
I didn't sneak it in. Hobart stuffed them in his scroadal pouch.
You know what? Enough of the scroadal. That is the worst. I want you to bleep those.
No, don't. No, no. I got a T-Java.
You can't have those. Those are mine.
I don't care.
All right.
Hi, Mikey.
And that is what it's like to live in our house. He made me. Yeah, he made me mad yesterday, and I was drawing like a little outline around him. And he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm drawing your chalk outline." And he was like, "Oh, okay."
I make you mad every day.
You do make me mad every day. You made me mad on my way home from the bank.
I did that.
I got in the car. Ezra and Emily came over, and he knows what time they're coming. They come at the same time every week.
Mm-hmm. Same bad time.
Yeah, same bad time, same bad channel. And he sends me a text message when he's already late saying, I'm coming home. I'm going to be there in just a minute. And I got to run to the bank. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get in the car and I got to run to the bank. So he comes in and I go out. And Ezra and Emily are setting up. And I get in the car and I smell tacos. And I said, don't you laugh. That just encourages him. And I said, I called the house and I said, I smell tacos in the car. And his response was, uh-oh. And I said, you know you're in trouble, right? And he goes, mm-hmm. I said, okay, I'm just going to leave that out there. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And I hung up. And here we sit. And now he wants my Coca-Cola.
My villainy knows no bounds.
I think so.
It's hard to smell the taco. Wow, I just had a
Did you have a stroke?
Yeah, that was bad.
Suffering a small TIA.
It's hard to hide the smell of tacos.
It is, okay. Especially
it's
from
like
me.
Cigarette smoke. It's just like, it's spraying incense. And
there is a guilty party somewhere nearby. My olfactory senses have been triggered. You know, I always tease him because I can smell everything. He gets so pissed. Like, I'll walk in and I'm like, you had peppers. You had curry. Did you make a whatever? And he's like, How do you know? And I'm like, because I just know. I know smells. I've always said that if I were a superhero, I'd be olfacta. Uh-huh. That would be my thing.
I can't wait to see the symbol on your chest with the, like just a giant nose.
Yeah. Let's make it an O.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a nose.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want a giant nose. I'm not interested. But I like a nose that works. That's the thing.
I'm gonna
And my
with
nose does. You know why? Because I smell tacos. What? Yes. I noticed you still don't have a Coca-Cola.
I have a tea Java.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is mine.
Say goodbye to it.
Goodbye, tea Java. So, Feliz cumple Ezra.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
And Feliz cumple Misty too. Nah. Because it's your birthday.
Yeah, I don't want it though. I want this to be about Ezra.
All right.
Yeah.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Yeah, Ezra? What'd you do? Because his birthday's already over, guys, so yes. It's going to be like, yeah. So next week, we're at the Iron Man premiere.
Lucky.
Who's got two thumbs going to the Iron Man premiere? Goodness. This girl.
I'm so excited about that.
Iron Man.
Along with a number of other movies.
You know, one of my Second City buddies is playing Firepower. Ashley Hamilton, George Hamilton's son.
Oh, yeah.
He was in troops with me for like 2 years over at nice Second guy. City. Oh, yeah, you met him. We went to a show with him and his girlfriend once. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Super nice guy. Super talented dude. Super happy for him. Because he was almost the lead in the Dukes of Hazzard, but they kept casting Johnny Knoxville instead of him. Because it was when Johnny Knoxville was really big, like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. And he would get all the way to studio callback and they'd go with Johnny Knoxville. And he was like, put your hand away. No Coke.
I'm not reaching for Coke.
Does he look like he's reaching for a Coke?
Yeah, the other hand with a T-Java, too.
Double fisting, he's done it before. So anyway, he would get all the way to like studio callback, and he would get so frustrated. And it wasn't just Johnny Knoxville, but he would get so far. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's been in the industry for so long. He was on Dancing with the Stars a season or two ago, and he's just a really talented and super nice, solid guy. So when I found out that he was Firepower, is Firepower, is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the cast list.
Really excited for him. So I'm very happy. Yay, Ashley. I don't know if we'll see him at the premiere or not, because sometimes we go over to the industry side.
Mm. Yeah, we're in the...
the nerd seats.
Yeah, the nerd seats.
Uh-huh. They do that. It's interesting. At the Marvel premieres, all the stars go into one theater, and then like all the writers, directors, and producers and stuff.
It's two whole theaters. I just saw other sides of the theater.
Opposite sides of the
stars, celebrities, movers, and shakers over here.
Opposite sides.
Rabble over this over here.
They can't even put you in the same building.
No.
They're too afraid.
No, and then we walk across the street, and you can see the red carpet across the street, and everybody's back is to us.
Wow.
And when you check in, you get a wristband, and they're like, okay, well, you have a yellow wristband, so you're going to this side. And oh, you're a red one. Okay, well, you're going to go over there.
It's a really amazing. There are like three echelons at the premiere, mm-hmm. like at the Avengers premiere last year. There were the stars.
We went to the Avengers premiere also. Can I just sneak that in?
I remember.
Well, okay.
Excuse.
All right. There were the stars and the producers.
Walking the red carpet.
Yeah, and we could see... Robert Downey Jr.
and Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth and I think Scarlett Johansson was there too.
Scarlett Johansson, yeah. I was actually surprised at how curvy she is.
Oh.
I always thought she'd be kind of skinny, you know, because they always but lots of butt doubles. Who knew?
Mm.
I was like, wow, I'm kind of. She and I are almost the same size. Jesus.
Mm.
You know, but she's like curvier than you would expect.
Appealing,
you know, but curvy. Yeah. She's got big butt.
Can we see you in the Black Widow costume?
No.
I think Kevin Smith has a few extras from Jay and Silent
Bob
Strike
Back. Kevin
Smith
could never fit into a Black Widow.
It wasn't his, it was Jen's, because he dressed those girls up like the Black Widow.
Oh, the thieves, yeah.
The thieves, they all mm-hmm. dressed like Black Widow.
Eliza Dushku is as big as my tiny finger.
Yeah.
And so is Jennifer Smith. Well, Jennifer Schwalbach.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm fitting into that anytime soon. Shannon Elizabeth, baby finger.
Well, we'll go to Hollywood costume. We'll get you
know what? Fetish time is over. You were talking about the Avengers premiere?
Yes, can I have a piece?
You may not have my Coke.
A piece of your Coke?
Get your hand away from me.
I can't reach it. Who am I, Reed Richards? I can't get it.
That's right, you can't.
All right.
That's why it's over there.
All right, okay. Here's.
Why am I doing this?
You're using the wrong finger.
$1 million. I have my pinky up in the air. That's weird. It's just sitting there. It's still up.
Oh, but back to the Avengers premiere. There were...
Three echelons.
The three echelons. The stars. Echelon one. Echelon two is us. The invited guests, but, you know...
Oh, I was going to put another echelon in between, which are the stars who are not walking the carpet and who... Like the expensive producers and the people who get to hobnob with the red carpet walkers. And then there's us.
No. I'm talking about the red carpet crowd is like...
All
the stars, the executive producers... The key prime creative people and their drug suppliers,
right?
Going in that huge. In that area. Then there's like
Robert Downey Jr. at the Avengers premiere drove a car under the red carpet. You remember
that? He did do that.
He did that. He and his
That's
wife.
Such a long walk.
Yeah, well, it's California.
No, it was in Acura, and they were pushing it for the Avengers. Yeah. It was what Tony Stark drove in the movie, and they're coming out with it in 2014. It's a sexy car.
Yeah,
I like the car.
And Okay, and then there's the invited guests who get to go to the Chinese theater. Great environment to see the movie in, but you know, not quite as tasty. That includes us and all the technical people and all the Marvel and everything. You know, nice crowd. No party afterwards, but you know. And then there's the third echelon, and this is where it gets a little weird. And that is, you've got the crowd watching, which doesn't really count, but then you've got all the guys in costumes who go up and down Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm looking at, like, a guy in his homemade Iron Man costume. Look at Robert Downey Jr. And there's a guy in the Hulk costume with the head off looking over there. And it's just kind of like, aw. It's sort of like they're like the... They're like the poor cousins
the
knockoff, you know.
They get their own premiere?
No, but
it's just sad they're watching, because they're there.
They're like the costumed.
I thought they set up a little like cardboard box so they can watch.
But they're the unlicensed versions of the superheroes played by the stars on the red carpet, and they're all kind of looking at him, and I feel so bad for him because. You know, it's sort of like, they're watching.
There's the real guy right there.
And then to add insult to injury, there's a guy dressed up as a pretty good version of Heath Ledger, unlicensed Joker, walking into the crowd going, ha, 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 is this a DC movie? Oh, I thought it was a DC movie. Oh, poor Marvel characters. And he's just...
Yeah, poor Marvel, they're hurting. The Avengers didn't do business at all.
But he's kind of... It's like you're ragging on your fellow... knockoff characters because you're the knockoff Joker. You're just making the knockoff Marvel guys feel bad. But I guess the Joker always makes people feel bad.
I don't feel bad for the unlicensed costume characters that walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard and demand $1 a picture. From what I understand, it's up to $2 a picture now. Excuse.
Well, Cookie Monster went berserk on some kid.
Berserker.
But that was in New York. That was in New York.
Made legislation to try to ban costumes altogether unless you're licensed by the company.
Well, now they're trying to ban cosplaying.
Yeah.
It's
the whole genre of costumes. If you aren't licensed by the actual company, you can't wear a costume in New York.
What if you're a deputized agent of the law like Batman?
What?
Well, he was in the 60s series. From Warner Brothers, and then
no, he has permission for Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara.
This is the same man who 2 days ago, in the matter of 30 minutes, hired and fired a British butler, whom he named Peeves, and he fired him because he was into the drink.
He was drinking too much.
This man did not exist. He came in and said...
He actually did.
No,
I was really concerned that you guys actually hired a butler.
Because you've been here and you know what could have happened.
Yeah.
So he comes into the bedroom and he goes, so when we have an extra $60,000 to $80,000, I'd like to hire a British butler. And I said, what? And he goes, it started out like this. Can I have something? Now I know better. And I said, what is it? And he goes... Well,
a drink
just,
of your Coke?
No, you may not. No. Oh,
all right.
He said, may I have something? And I said, and I know better now. And I said, no, you may not. And I said, well, wait,
She's on to me.
So what is it? And he goes, well, it's all the rage in China.
It is.
And I said, I don't, that, what yeah, is it? Answer my question. And he said, well, it's, if we ever have an extra $60,000 to $80,000, can we please hire a British butler? And I said, just put your own dishes in the sink. Because I know what he's up to. He just doesn't want to put his dish away. And if I walk in there and I get mad, I'll put his dish away. He's using the force.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he said, and then he starts telling me, and he will name him Peeves. And then he starts having a conversation with the imaginary Peeves, because in Paul's head, he's already hired.
Yes.
And already here. And he's like, Peeves, put this in there. And no lip, Peeves. And he goes, yes, sir, very much, sir. And he goes, oh, too much lip, Peeves. And he turns around and he goes, I don't know why we hired him. So now we've hired him, and now we already resent him. And then in about 5 minutes, okay, right? This is it. So 5 minutes after that, he comes in and he goes, I think we're going to have to let Peeves go. It's an awful shame. And I said, what's going on? He goes, I believe he's been tasting the sauce. And I said, what? Tipping the sauce, he says. And I said, what in the hell are you talking about? And then it turns out that now he's just drunk, and it's shameful on our family, and it's embarrassing, and we have to let him go. We can never speak of this again.
Yes. Well, how else? You saw the empty Tanqueray bottles.
I did not know.
Of the empty bottles of Tanqueray gin, and you saw Peeves dropping that silver tray.
They were hidden in the toilet commode in the back.
No.
Peeves isn't real.
Peeves is real.
He's not real.
Peeves is a very distinguished gentleman of about 42 years old, impeccably educated.
42, that's a little young for my English butler.
A little bit young, very fit. Yeah. We suspect he may have done a little field work for the British government. We're not really sure there. And of indeterminate sexual preference, not really is an issue. It's actually kind of desired in a butler.
So what the hell?
Running off with the upstairs maid. Oh, I didn't tell you about the upstairs maid.
We have a maid?
Oh, apparently.
We have an upstairs?
You didn't see Gigi when you were putting the comic books?
Gigi, now she's French.
Did you even see Gigi when you were putting the comic books upstairs?
The only one kind of maid.
I did not.
Right. Yeah. Because if Peeves is a little bit, you know, a little bit ambiguous that way, then Gigi can, she and Gigi will not be.
Peeves is a girl?
Peeves, no. Peeves and Gigi will be not plotting to murder us and take away our money, of which we have none.
Well, you can always hire a security guard or something, or a bodyguard.
We probably already have one. Ask him.
Ask the chauffeur.
Please. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting any coke.
Well, what do you
Nobody.
Mean?
Nobody. What?
We have the old Scottish guy out back. We have Macduff out back, who's our caretaker.
It's more like MacGuffin.
No, Macduff is out back taking care of our lawn. And he was British Secret Service. He was the same guy who kept James Bond's property for him all those years.
I cannot with you with this right
no,
now.
No, British butlers are on the bounce back, really. They were dying out because the economy was so bad. But now, because there's just real poor people everywhere, and then there's ultra-mega rich, the mega rich are hiring butlers.
Also,
and
they're showing reruns of Mr. Belvedere in China.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not true.
Okay.
But and just Batman. As true as Peeves.
So, Peeves.
So there's a mail order butler program in China, which seems just completely so backwards. Refreshing.
But look at it this way. All right, you have a lot of educated young men who are now
looking... Are they educated or are they educated?
No. Educated would be if they were Americans.
Yeah.
But
that's what you did.
But I think there are a lot of young men who are looking for positions, and you know, full-time employment is not an option anymore. So, so a lot of them have worked in offices, in secretarial or assistant positions. So then they just go back and they put on a tuxedo
Does
and they
live-in help?
Polish the silverware.
Ask Paul.
Is this live-in help?
Or I don't know.
They have their own apartment nearby, so they can always be around.
No, it's live-in. Okay. Strictly live-in.
Where would we put a Peeves?
In the cave, the bat cave.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned the bat cave also.
He can sleep in the bat cave.
It was interesting. He goes, because he can do this. He can put the dishes away. He can make the beds every morning. He can prepare the food. He can polish the Batmobile in the bat cave. He can do this. He can do that. He like snuck it in.
I snuck it in.
And I said, way to sneak in a bat cave. And he goes, oh, you heard that. I said, yes. And he goes, what?
I'll bet Peter David.
David has a bat cave.
He has a bat cave. And I bet he has his very own Peeves down there.
Would that be an Alfred?
I don't know. I just like Peeves.
What?
I like how he doesn't know the answer to that. Though.
Well, Alfred, yes.
I don't understand any of this. Why Peeves? Why did you pick that name?
Peeves. It just sounds like...
Yes, Peeves. That's not a reason.
Well, Jeeves is a you know, like an old-style butler name.
Famous butler.
Yes, yeah, but Peeves, because he's always peeved at something. I'll tell you where Peeves came from. It came
Is
from...
Is it P-E-E-V-E-S or P-E-A-V-E-S?
No, P-E-E-V-E-S.
Yes, all right.
And I'll tell you where Peeves comes from. Peeves is from a Walt Kelly book. It's from a Pogo book where Alfred dressed up as Peeves the butler. And it made me laugh so hard when I read it as a kid because...
Alfred dressed up
No, Albert. Albert. Okay, Albert.
That's where he's getting confused.
Albert Alligator dressed up as a butler. And he was called Peeves. Hi, oh, it was in the Pogo Puce catalog. And it was a parody of green stamps, you know, and blue chip stamps. You don't remember this, but you'd get stamps at the store, trading stamps, and you'd fill up books with them. And then you could exchange them for products. And it was a big craze in the 50s and 60s. And it got people into supermarkets. And I remember my mom filled the house with blue chip stamps. And you go to Safeway and you get blue chip stamps. You put them in an album, and it was like it was like exactly like tokens of Chuck E. Cheese's.
Nice.
Like you'd go and, you know, for 7,000 tickets, you could get a spider ring. And it was the same thing. For like 10 books, I mean, really thick books of blue chip stamps, you could get a toaster or something like that.
So now, did blue chip stamps come off a product?
No.
Or did you buy the stamps?
What happened was you, the more money you spent at the store, the more you got blue chip stamps.
I see.
And you could get them at different retailers, if I remember correctly, because this was a long time ago, and then they died out before I was a teenager.
Now, were the blue chip stamps, were they across the board? Like, if you got blue chip stamps from, you know, like a Vaughn's or a Kroger?
We got them at Safeway. Yeah.
Okay. So if you got those at Safeway, did they also work at Macy's? Or was it only grocery stores?
Well,
was it a specific chain of grocery stores?
I can't remember. I know there was a redemption center where you took your books to be redeemed for products. And then there were also green stamps, which was a variation on that. And I'm not sure how it broke down because, again, this is sort of like a societal thing that's long since been gone. But in the early...
Well, sort of. Now you get points on your credit card statements.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of what it became. But it was enough of a fad in the 60s that Walt Kelly did this book called The Pogo Pew Stamp Catalog.
Okay.
And it's a very hard to find book in mint condition. But it was, half of the book was reprints of whatever the year's pogo strips were. But the other one was a parody of the blue chip stamps or the green stamps. And it actually came with a sheet of stamps of the pogo characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed what you could redeem in the catalog. And one of those things was Peeves, the gentleman's gentleman. It was Alfred with a bowler hat. And he was the world's worst butler. He was kicking the pup dog out of the way. And he was going, at meals, Peeves is untouchable. And it just has him wolfing down food and keeping it to himself. And I just thought it was funny that that's where it came from. So I kept the name Peeves from that.
That's cute.
The book itself is great. It's a lot of fun. So
that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that long-winded story, but...
It was a good one.
It
was interesting.
That's where
Blue chip stamps.
Blue chip stamps. It was... Who knew? I had forgotten all about that, but I remember, Peeves. Like, the... What?
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 Coke.
What? Coke.
Tea.
Yes.
Yes.
Birthday.
Birthday.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Well, we went down to Santa Monica, hung out on 3rd Street.
Why?
Because I don't know what to do on my birthday, and I don't care. So
did you go to Magicopolis? That's down there.
No, we didn't. We were going to go to the beach, but it was really cold and overcast.
Yeah.
So we decided to walk
the beach
street.
Sucks.
Yeah, it did. And then we saw our favorite place, Puzzle Zoo, so we had to go in there.
What's Puzzle Zoo?
It's
a toy shop.
It's an amazing toy shop, and they have puzzles and games and stuff. But
then it's aptly named.
I kind of wonder about the name Puzzle Zoo. It almost sounds like a Japanese name where it sort of captures the idea of what's there, but not really, you know.
It sounds fun and whimsical, and that's all I ever cared about.
Yeah. When
did
the
you
first...
buy a toy?
Yes.
What'd you buy?
Well, they had a
did you buy
little,
a Peeves? What's your stamp?
DC action figure sale. So I got myself a Scarecrow with a Yellow Lantern outfit on.
Oh, wow.
From the, the Darkest Night or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I got another Green Lantern, which looks like a head of broccoli on a Green Lantern suit, which I really like.
What's his name?
I think it was like
Peeves.
Mendrophil or something like that.
It's Peeves now.
It's Peeves now,
it's
though.
Peeves.
Oh, it's
now.
The Peeves
yeah.
Lantern.
Yes, the Peeves Lantern, and he has a broccoli head.
Green Peeves.
Green Peeves. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That works very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you know what this one did? We got new bedroom furniture.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't it nice to have bedroom furniture that matches? And he goes, yes, but it isn't finished. And he comes running in with a Superman action figure and stuck it to my bed. And I said, get it out! Get
I was,
it out of here!
We got nice new bedroom furniture, and there's this, the headboard has this, you
guys
know,
saw it, right?
Like a long shelf on it. And I said, you know what? We could put action figures up there. And she goes, no, we're not. And so then when she came in, there was like a lone Superman just sitting there
and
waiting.
And I said, what's that doing there? He said, we're just trying it out. And I said,
we're feeling it out.
We're all done. I said, we're done trying it out.
He was waiting for all his super buddies to join him. You know?
He was. Yeah. I've hidden them.
What?
Did you notice they were out of the foyer? Where's your bucket of fun?
Where's my bucket of champions?
Who can say?
I need them.
My nephew...
The bucket of
WWE
champions.
WWE or WWF, I don't know which, wrestling
it's,
something.
What
WWE.
Yeah.
Because they got sued by the
World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh, I
what,
hope
the pandas sued them?
Got a lot of money. I hope they got a lot of money.
They got sued by pandas?
Yes.
Have you seen the wrestling pandas?
No.
No.
Oh, wait, in China?
No, the picture of it.
No.
No.
When they sued.
Oh, no.
Pulling it up.
So, What was I talking about? Oh, my nephew has. Yeah. He was everywhere he goes. He's got this little bag, and you go, "What is that bag, Aiden?" And he goes, "It's my bag of champions." And it's got like all these wrestlers with their belts on, like all these little things, and he carries his adorable bag of champions everywhere. It's really dumb. I know, it's really cute. It's really cute.
I recently found, or my brother actually got a hold of old Hulk Hogan and, you know, WWF.
Stretch wrestler. Armstrong Hulk Hogan?
The rubbery ones that you actually wrestled with. Yeah, came with a ring. And
they, yeah. That little boys used to slap little girls with. They friggin' hurt.
Yeah.
They hurt. Bunch of them.
My brother got me a Junkyard Dog, Iron Sheik, and the Hulk Hogan.
For your birthday?
My desk at work last year.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I found them and pulled them out and put them on my desk at work.
Get it.
I had those. I had those all. I had Roddy Piper, yeah. Adrian Adonis.
Nikolai Volkov.
Wait Hillbilly a minute. Jim. You were a grown man.
What?
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 Yeah.
Well, we're talking 30 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still a grown man. But
appropriate.
Yeah.
It was appropriate for a 25-year-old to be out buying little rubber wrestlers.
30 years ago was appropriate. How many years ago? I was trying to remember exactly how old I was when I had those.
I bought action figures.
Emily just showed
life.
Us the wrestling, the WWF logo from when they sued, and it's a panda throwing in a chair.
Boy, that's
that's really good.
Panda's a dirty wrestler.
And they won, huh?
Yeah.
The World Wildlife Foundation Federation won.
Yeah.
Did they get money, or did they just get their WWF back?
I have no idea if they got money.
I hope they got a lot.
Yeah.
Because the wrestling foundation certainly.
Yeah.
They could spare some.
Maybe they just got a cease and desist. You know, like maybe they just got the order, you may not use this anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they got Hulk Hogan to throw the last WrestleMania to a whooping crane. So now the whooping crane is World Wrestling Federation champ.
Wearing a belt. Wearing can't a belt. Walk.
No, it can't walk, can't fly.
The belt's too heavy.
It's actually just kind of, you know.
It's dead. It falls just lays there.
He went wading in the water and it pulled him down. So now
he's drowned.
The whooping crane is extinct thanks to the WWF.
Mm-hmm. Now he's the weeping crane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, last week.
Tower prep question. What did we do last week?
We were sick and we got better.
Yeah, they know that. We told them
we got better.
Yeah, we got better.
Oh,
I'm not better yet.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about Boston.
Oh.
I'm sorry about Boston.
It was your fault?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, then why do you say you're sorry?
I'm sorry for Boston.
Oh.
Boston's my old hometown. It really knocked the wind out of me yesterday. Like hearing about that, it's like one of those things that sort of creeps up on you. Suddenly, you know, like Boston, oh, horrible. What's happening in Boston? Boston Marathon. You know, it's like, what happened? Somebody bombed the Boston Marathon. I found out like within 10 minutes that it happened.
Do you know what's really remarkable that I found? I think it's both a blessing and a curse is the fact that with the advent of modern technology, there are so many videos of it actually going off.
Yeah, I
couldn't believe one of the videos I saw of it exploding as people are running towards the video.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Now, were there ball bearings that people were impaled with? It wasn't just the explosion.
It was in a garbage can, so there was projectiles shrapnel, and
I saw it because I saw the explosion, and I saw, God help these people, but they had lost limbs and everything.
Some of the closer people were really torn up.
Oh, it's just it's horrible.
Did they have a casualty count yet?
Two killed.
Three dead.
Three total.
One died, I think, in the hospital.
I know one was a little 8-year-old boy, and they posted a picture of him today saying,
injured.
Yeah.
Please stop hurting others. You know, no more hurting others.
Oh, man. Our friend Beth Bornstein was at the hospital getting a mammogram. Her family.
She was actually at the finish line the night before.
Yes.
Taking pictures. She was watching people like getting excited and like faking that they finished and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she was at the finish line just within hour, you know, like within 24 hours of it happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when she was at the hospital having her mammogram, they were bringing the victims in.
Yeah, she was.
And
there.
She was like, ah. You know, like,
I guess that's
like,
where she got the news, and suddenly. Ambulance after ambulance began showing up. She said it was like a war zone. They kept bringing in people. Mm-hmm. And she said there was like a line, about a dozen people outside just waiting. Because
silently waiting for more patients to come. Like ready to help.
And they knew that they were coming. And today she went back to Hawaii. She lives in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And she was flying back. And there were people who were still wearing their sweats from the Boston Marathon just sitting on the plane just stunned. You know, like it could happen.
Yeah.
And everybody I know in Boston is safe, though. My relatives and family and stuff.
Very
like
good.
That.
Yeah. I hope all your friends and family and loved ones are safe as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just really...
Best wishes to everybody.
You know, Boston, I think of a lot of cities as my home. I was actually born in New York, but my first vivid memories are of Boston growing up. And then I went there for Emerson, and I lived there a few years afterwards. And every time I go back, it's like San Francisco. It's a city I know my way around by muscle memory. I can tell you every crack in the street walking down, you know, Beacon Street from when I used to walk, you know, back and forth from class to my dorm and everything. And all the old places are still there and everything. It just
Mugs.
So. It's just a very special city, and it grieves me that this thing happened. It was terrible. So
I'm sorry.
Well, good stuff happened last week too.
Yeah.
Allison and Tony's anniversary.
Allison Abate and Tony Cerfoni have been married 1 year. They've been on the podcast with us, and they had a little gathering at their house to celebrate their marriage, which was very nice. They are very nice people, and I'm glad they're together.
Oh, and I can also.
Tom and Jay.
I can also announce the project that I've been working
finally.
With.
Ginormous.
That's ginormous. Great.
This better improve. This is my favorite line in the whole thing.
I've hinted at this before when Spike and Tony were on the show, and we couldn't really announce it because Warner's had never announced it. And this is for all those people who have said to me, when are you going to write another Warner's direct-to-video? And it's like, well, I did, and it's produced and it's out. But the twist is it's not Batman. It's not DC Superheroes. It's Tom and Jerry. So
not just Tom and Jerry, right?
It's Tom and Jerry meet Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. It's Tom and Jerry. It's called Tom and Jerry's Giant Adventure, and it was
is
called
that Ginormous Adventure.
It was originally called their Ginormous Adventure, but
which is a great word.
Yeah, but I think they made Ginormous was the name I gave like I said, it's the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, and Ginormous was the name I gave to the giant. So, and I thought Ginormous is such a fun word for kids, but I think they wanted.
They want people to know what it is.
A little more on the nose. And I think they also wanted it sort of tangentially to tie into
Jack
the Giant Killer, you know, that came out earlier this year. So, but this was a lot of fun. I wrote it December 2 years ago now, as when Alan Burnett gave me the assignment. And I went in and talked to Spike and Tony about it. And
we watched it this weekend.
And we watched it.
And it is great.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun. It's so beautifully animated. It's so colorful. It's so imaginative. It's so well written. Paul wrote a lot of the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really, really, really good.
Uh-huh. Awesome. I wrote the lyrics. Michael Tavera wrote the music and the wonderful score that went with it. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun working on these things because I get to write, you know, rhymes and music and songs. And I actually got to... I achieved one of those crazy goals that I never thought I would ever get to do in life, and that is write a torch song for Red Hot Riding Hood, got a big part in the show.
So Tex Avery characters in there.
Well,
lots of them.
Here's sort of what without giving away too much.
Don't tell them everything. Just tell them who they can expect to see. Yeah.
Okay.
Make them buy the DVD. Okay. It's really good.
I'd be anxious just to hear that they're in there.
Well, it's not only Tom and Jerry, but you know, we decided to turn into this little Valentine to MGM cartoons and fill as many of the supporting roles with the old characters. So Barney Bear, Benny Burrow, Screwy Squirrel, Red Hot Riding Hood.
Droopy. One of your
favorites. I love Screwy Squirrel. Screwy, actually, like the first couple of drafts of it, I get these
voiced
notes from...
by.
Oh, well, should I say?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Well, you'll see it in the credits. It's a celebrity. And he does a really good...
It's perfect cast.
Perfect casting. It's a little different than
if they can't figure out who it is, the original,
than the original Screwy voice, but it really works with him.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually the first couple of drafts, I even get these notes from Spike like, can you tone down Screwy a little bit? You know, nobody really likes Screwy Squirrel except you. It's like Tex hated him. It's like, no, well, Tex was wrong. Screwy
Tex
Squirrel.
Screwy
Squirrel
awesome.
Is awesome.
I had ideas when I was in college of a video game starring Screwball Squirrel that revolved around all of his cartoons. And this would sell fortunes. I got to make this.
Yeah.
And then Sonic the Hedgehog came out and you were done.
Yeah. Well, Screwy Squirrel is fun. But he is a fun character.
Who else is in there?
Let's see. Barney Bear.
You already mentioned him.
And Spike and Tyke. The two dogs The Tom and Jerry cartoons.
And the Burrow.
Benny Burrow.
The Burrow, and he wears a magic outfit.
Oh, yes.
My show outfit is my second favorite part, other than this better improved.
Oh, yes. That's, yes. Mm-hmm. And the giant is a lot of fun. Ginormous. We kind of wanted to make him like a real jerk, and he comes off as a real jerk. And the good fairy is played by Red Hot Riding Hood. So part of it takes place in, you know, the real world, and the other part is up top of the beanstalk, and in fairy tale land, all the MGM characters are sort of recast as fairy tale characters. Mm-hmm. So
it's out now.
No, it's going to be out in August, I think. And okay.
Yeah, he's trying to get him to show it at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I just fired off a letter to Comic-Con today, and I said, we have this kind of opportunity I'm trying to make happen, which would be, you know, traditionally on Sunday is when they show things for families and for kids. And 2 years ago, they did Tom and Jerry Meet the Wizard of Oz, and they showed it there. And
in its entirety,
it got a great reaction. Great. And so I'm kind of lobbying that, and I'm a guest this year at Comic-Con, and they always say, we will do at least one profile panel for us, and they would like the guests to be on as many panels as possible. So I'm saying, I will gladly moderate the panel, bring Spike and Tony up there, and we can field questions, and then run the picture. It's just a matter of, one, getting Comic-Con to give us the block to do it, and I think we could squeeze it into an hour, you know, and we wouldn't have much time for Q&A, but
no,
but wouldn't. Then again, if it's kids and families, they you know, maybe an hour and a half. Mostly what I'm trying to do is just gauge to see if they want to do it, and then the work would begin getting Warner's to okay it and look at it as an opportunity to do some promotion for the for the video sales. And so I think it'll be released online and in DVD. But usually they have these things show up online first for like digital downloads or, you know, pay for review, that sort of thing. But with the last one, which was Tom and Jerry Meet Robin Hood, it was out for months on digital download. Nobody knew it was available because you can't really, I guess it's hard to advertise for something like that. Yeah. So, but there was more press when it actually went on sale. But for this one, it's pretty good. It really does look kind of like a throwback to an old children's nursery rhyme.
It's really beautiful.
Which was the idea, which was a lot of fun.
So it's time to give away something.
Yes, it's prizes time.
Prizes.
Well, don't we have winners that
got... Oh, yeah. Did we? Yeah. We got to cut pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we do. We have to make a drawing or something.
We'll do that at the end. But okay. Let's talk about the prize and how they can win it, and then we'll do the drawing at the end.
Well,
who... we just insert it here, and we do that.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah. So, give us an
idea. All right.
Yeah. Well, I think they should have to listen all the way to the end to find out if they won. I'm going to be a dick.
Okay.
Leave all that in. That's fine with me. But so this week, last week, we gave away...
World of Warcraft
soundtracks.
Right.
Yes.
This week we got something really unique.
Well, the World of Warcraft soundtracks are pretty good. Yeah,
World of Warcraft is really good.
Cataclysm and Fall of the Lich King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Those are great.
Right?
Yeah.
But this week we have a very unusual, unique, and interesting tower prep gift.
Yes. This could not
get anywhere else.
This is one of a kind.
I haven't seen anything like that.
No, they didn't manufacture them. The only people who got these were people in the writer's room. So this is a BFD. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
If you're a Tower Prep fan, this is it.
This is, I'll explain this.
Look at how excited Muggsy is about it.
This was special. No, Muggsy fell asleep. Well, no, he's passed out.
He's passed out.
Oh,
he's passed
totally
out with excitement. Yeah. For the second episode of Tower Prep, the crew in Vancouver printed up special T-shirts. They're black T-shirts with the kind of the catchphrase from that episode, which was "power through,"
which is
what Coach said to. Yeah, I do. Well, that's where it came through.
Power through it, Rashi.
And I either used it on Tower Prep. You know, when
I cannot tell you guys how many times in my life stuff that we say around the house ends up coming out of some stranger's mouth on television. When Paul and I were dating, I think I've complained about this before, but I heard Locke say something. You know, like one of his words of wisdom were something that I was telling him on the phone when he was upset about something, and I thought, what the. Why is Locke saying something that I said to Paul on the phone? I called him and he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, did you write that line? He goes, well, yes. Oh. And I said, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why everybody thinks.
So many times.
You're Zatanna because, you know, it's like, Oh, I need a line of Zatanna like dialogue. Yeah. And then it's like, damn it, Paul. Okay, change Paul to Mikey. All right. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But
that power through.
But you know, this better improve. I think that was
it. Your was mind me. Too.
And I gave it to the giant.
This better improve.
This better improve.
Very angry.
Anyway,
I didn't say that a lot.
Yes. Okay. What happened was because Coach told Ian power through. You know, power on through. And then he says that to Gabe. It got to be kind of the catchphrase of the episode. So they printed up a small run of Tower Prep Power Through t-shirts.
Yeah.
And so it's a black t-shirt.
That's what we're giving away.
With Tower Prep on one side and Power Through on the other side.
And as a special bonus, I'm going to throw in this AARP magazine with Michael J. Fox on it because I think it's really hilarious.
What the hell is that
doing? So that's going with it.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but it is.
Okay. The t-shirt is an XL. I don't know if that makes a difference because if you're a collector, you'll want it, you know, regardless of whatever.
What's it doing here?
And but we should make a contest out of it.
Yeah, so the contest is going to be you're going to ask them a Tower Prep trivia question.
Yes.
And they have to watch, they had to have watched it to right. know what you're about to ask.
Right. And the question is this. What was on Gabe's campaign button?
Okay. So everyone on our link for this episode, first one to answer it gets this prize.
Well, where should they answer it? On Twitter?
On Facebook, on our Facebook.
So on Facebook, on
our Facebook page, on the link to the episode.
Okay. Yeah, you have to have clicked like on the Facebook page, or we're not giving you this prize.
Right.
Will
the link work, and will that get them? Because some people says the like on Radio Rashi doesn't get them anywhere.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to hit the link. You just have to comment on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, so the first comment that's correct. The first comment
that has the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess that'll be easy because Facebook will timestamp it, so we'll know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
So, oh, boy. So right. They're going to have to, okay. It's going to be luck of the draw.
It's going to be a rush now. So it's on. Go. Go to your computers.
Yeah. Great. Right. And then you should tweet also to make it fair. You should tweet. Make sure you watch the Radio Rashi site this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And
for a special Tower Prep
prize. Make sure you click on Facebook for a special Tower Prep trivia question and prize.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So just to make it fair so they know to watch for it all day Sunday because you've got a lot of rabid fans.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you don't
all
get it.
All over the world. It's really cool.
And if you don't get a t-shirt. Write an angry letter to Cartoon Network.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
I know a lot of people in all countries have been writing angry letters to Cartoon Network, so keep those cards and letters coming.
Terrible. Okay, I got a handful of names, everybody. I put all your names.
I was giving it a little bit of magic.
That sounded like you were blowing on a bottle.
I was.
Is that where magic comes from?
If there's a genie in the bottle, yes.
That's a Tehava bottle.
Well, that's a Tehava genie.
How about you just pick a name?
I will do that.
Okay, so I've got everybody's names from the Facebook liking. When we do giveaways, this past week we've got a trivia question, but this is from the week before, and all you lazy people had to do was click like on the podcast, so good job.
Yes.
Those of you who made the effort, your names are in my hand and I'm shaking.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Tell me when to stop, Ezra.
Stop.
Okay. Reach in and pull out a name and tell us what the name is.
The name is Peeves.
No. Put it back in.
No, it's Donovan.
Donovan Jones.
Donovan Jones.
Congratulations, Donovan.
Donovan, I don't think you've won anything, have you? I hope you haven't.
I don't think so.
I hope this is a first-time winner.
So contact Misty, Radio Rashi, or something.
Yeah, contact. Send a private message to Radio Rashi. I think, Donovan, I think you and I are friends on Facebook, too. Yeah. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Please send a private message with your address, and we'll send the World of Warcraft Soundcracks?
Soundcracks.
Soundcrack.
Soundcracks.
Addictive.
That's
really good.
Sound then.
Tracks.
Soundtracks.
I can't get enough.
Soundtracks.
I'm uploading it as we speak.
See, the first place I went was like a microphone and a butt.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't want that. I decline, veto. So, okay. So, congratulations. And for those of you who listen to this week's podcast, make sure you get your trivia question answer in ASAP because the first one to post is the first one to win. And next podcast, we're giving away a Captain America t-shirt still in the bag.
Ooh.
Teaser.
Yeah.
Teaser.
So listen next week for another chance.
Yeah. Well, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it's next week from when they're listening.
We need to give away a pinata or something for your birthday.
A pinata?
Give away a pinata.
We got it. Yeah.
What?
I'm looking around like I have one.
I don't have a pinata.
All right. No, anyway, congratulations, Donovan. Please send us your address. We'll send your stuff out right away. And everybody else, sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
Next time.
Can I have a sip of your Coke?
You may not have a sip of my Coke.
Can I have the rest of your Coke?
You may not. You know what? I'm done with this podcast. Can it be over?
Have a Coke and smile.
Or if you're Paul, nothing. So, next week.
I get kicked down the stairs again.
We don't have any stairs, or else you'd be at the bottom a long time ago.
Okay.
So, next week, you're going to announce the winner.
Okay.
On the Feliz Cumple Ezra.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could say that for the show.
No, wouldn't it be announcing it in 2 weeks?
Well, you know what? We can announce it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll announce it in 2 weeks.
But that gives maybe 2 weeks to... All right. We'll see. First one to comment.
Yeah, it's still the first one.
Yeah, so next week it's going to be Ezra's podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Ezra's birthday. All his favorite tunes. It better not suck.
Right.
I hope not.
It better not suck. It's on. You okay with that?
I'm fine.
Because we're going to be at the Iron Man premiere.
Yeah. Can I have a sip of your Coke?
Nope.
I'm never going to get tired of this.
Really? Because I am long tired of it.
Okay.
Sick of it. Put your hand down.
Just give me the Coke.
No.
All right.
I'm going to give you something, but it ain't going to be the Coke.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you some pop in your nose.
Peeves wants the Coke.
Peeves does not exist.
Madam, may I take your Coke can, please? Let me dispose of that, please. For you.
Get your hand away from me now.
Madam,
put it in front of her mouth.
Please.
That's a really good idea.
Madam, allow me to take that.
I will not allow you to take anything anywhere.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Peeves isn't real.
He is.
He's not.
He's as real as you want him to be.
I love that he was hired, drunk, and fired within 30 minutes.
Please, madam, you're not painting a very proper picture of me. I've had issues ever since I was expelled from Oxford for drinking the formaldehyde, please.
Right.
From the laboratory specimen.
Put your hand down. You're not getting any Coke.
I resign.
Well, I hope you resign to having no soda. Because that's happening.
Poor Peeves went away.
It's about time.
Well, at least we saved a couple weeks severance pay, so woohoo. Yeah. Can I have a sip of your Coke?
You may not.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes Store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter @RadioRashi or @Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.